Okay, I did a video about this this week on YouTube, and I went back on YouTube. It's on the YouTube channel. I think one of those Taiwan did the same. It was I was in Taiwan in 2014. I've been here 11 years. The students took over their legislature, just how these students are. Well, these protesters have taken over the city council in Seattle. Now, in all objectivity, it's so much like Taipei. I wonder if it's a copycat. I wonder. I don't. I'm not saying that they're clean and pure as a wind-driven snow, but I put a video on YouTube and I showed footage, I showed videos, I showed pictures on the street, and I talked about what I saw. And I said that they're saying that this protest in Seattle is peaceful, that it's under control, that the police outside say, well, we're just concerned that garbage isn't going to build up. We want to make sure people are safe. We want to, if people are inside need to go to the hospital, we want them to be able to get to the hospital. We're here to help. And the state government is saying, okay, you're the people, we're the government, we obey you. And and you have the support of a lot of people. You're not some little fringe group. The state is kind of behind you. And we want to get our act in gear. You got to get out, but we're listening. I'm seeing that. And so much of it reminds me of what I saw with my eyes there, looking at the police, 100 press cameras on me, because I was the only American standing behind the two founders with all eyes in the nation watching, and I'm there recording them walking out with my phone. I was there. I mean, I've been telling people this for years, and I don't know why. I'm not trying to be famous, but I don't know why I'm not famous for this. You know this leader guy that's organizing this thing in Seattle? Imagine a few weeks from now, when the people inside this Chaz zone in Seattle decide to finally walk out, they got what they wanted, or they got most of it, and they made a difference, and that's good finally. The government is obeying the people, and they're leaving. Everybody leaves, but then the leader leaves last. Now imagine that leader leaves. Everybody's going to be watching him when he leaves. There's going to be police everywhere. He's going to have a lawyer with him. Everyone's going to be watching him. I followed that guy out in Taiwan. China was watching. Why hasn't CNN or Fox called me to interview me? I don't know. I'm not wanting to. If they called to interview, I don't know what I would say. I don't know if I would accept the interview. I don't know if people get it. I was there and I saw it. I'm not defending the protesters in Seattle. I'm only defending the truth. I'm hearing stuff said about them. It's just chaos on the street. The streets look the same as they looked in Taipei, and it wasn't chaos in Taipei. And it's just a fast little picture. They're demanding to be their own country. Okay, you've got a crowd chanting, you will have no job, you will have no job, or it was something like that. I don't want to be factually incorrect. Go fact check that, please. We want to check facts. They got a crowd chanting for like 2 seconds, and then it goes to Fox News, and some talking head starts yelling and shouting for the next 5 minutes. And that's telling us what to think? Can you say histrionic? Can you say crazy? Like mental? That's crazy of Fox News to do that. They're the news. You don't tell me what I'm seeing. You show me the video of it. Now, I typically like Fox News. And I typically think of CNN as the liars. But because of what I saw in Taiwan, I find it believable that it's peaceful and that the police outside are just trying to not hurt people. They're trying to be public servants. And I don't have a problem with the government of Seattle saying, okay, this is a government of the people. And the federal government shouldn't be running in there. The state's happy and has it under control. There's peace. There's not burning buildings down. In Minneapolis, buildings were getting burned down. That's a problem. But that's not happening in Seattle. And I'm not taking sides. I just don't like the lies. Why are they lying about Seattle? But I was here in Taiwan and I saw it. And because of what I saw when I was in Taiwan, I find it believable that Seattle's government and that Washington, that the state of Washington's government is responding the way that they are. I find it believable because I saw that response in Taiwan. I find it believable that the protesters have their own security force set up because that's what happened in Taiwan. I talked to the security force guy. I knew him. I'd call him on the phone during the protest and ask him how things were going. He helped me go in as an agent of the press. No, it wasn't him. He was off duty. It was someone else. He told me what I needed to know in order to get in as an agent of the press. Pacific Daily Times. You know the Symphony podcast? Yeah. China Daily Mail. I'm syndicated there still. I write an article. Maybe 200-500 people will read it. And so they let me in. I didn't go in because I supported the students. I went in because I wanted to know the truth. I came to Taiwan because I want to see for myself what's happening in other countries. And I'm watching this and I'm looking back from that and I'm saying, why are conservatives in America just believing everything that they're told as to fact on TV from other sources? And then they're believing what they're told to believe. And then they're just angry at these other people, the fellow American people who've told the government to obey them. Conservatives are always trying to tell the government to obey them. The Democrat voters in Seattle actually did what the conservatives, the Michigan militia, always wanted to do in Michigan, to tell the government to obey them. Why don't the, you know, those gun nuts that went, the crazies that went into Michigan state capitol and told witless Whitmer to up hers, you know, and woof, you're bad governors or governor or whatever, you know, what happened? Why don't those quote unquote gun nuts, a lot of them probably my friends, I like those guys. Why aren't they side by side with the guys in Seattle? Maybe they are, and Fox News won't tell us. But I've seen people like this in Seattle. I find it believable. And I don't agree with some of their demands. You know, they want to, you know, hand out, you know, free computers. I'm like, okay, well, I got a question about that. You want children to have free computers in the first grade. Are you going to make those children earn it? Now, here I am, a developer. In fact, you know what? Let me pause there. And maybe this is a little bit short. Go back and listen to this again if you want more time. I'm going to talk about computers and Taiwan and computer language and first graders. I'm going to talk about that tomorrow. See you then.